Just we can call it Shiloh of the Week. Something interesting that came in, something I was asked over the course of the week, which has practical application. And we'll use that to start the day a little halacha l'maisa on Sunday. So earlier this week, my boys started school, but they had a few days at the beginning of the week before school started where they were still free, trying to find somewhere to occupy their time. And one of my sons decided to bake challahs together with my daughter. He had a little bit of help. And he's inexperienced, but he's getting better at it. And he baked the challah, which was maybe about 2 feet long. Now, the problem with a 2 foot long challah is that the center, especially if you pull it and you braid it, can actually be more narrow than the rest of the challah, okay? And it's heavier on the ends and more dense on the ends, just the way that he kneaded it and braided it. And as a result, he noticed that it was starting to crack in the middle and break apart into two. Okay, so he was very careful with it and asked me if we can use it for Lacha Mishnah. And the shaila is, if something, you know, a loaf of bread, a loaf of challah that you want to use for Lacha Mishnah, is it acceptable even if its integrity has been compromised, let's say? But we know that there's a concept of having lechem, which is shalom. In order to have a valid pair of challahs for Lacha Mishnah, they both have to be whole loaves, and you're not supposed to use small pieces that have been, that are broken in two, or there's a piece missing. If I ate from a roll for one meal, I shouldn't use it again for shalosh shudas once something was taken out of it. So let's take a look at this shiloh for about 10 minutes, and see what the criteria should be to decide if challah is acceptable when it's not 100% whole. So if you turn to Siman Reish Ayin Dalet, Reish Ayin Dalet is where we find the halachos of Betzias Hapas, breaking bread on Shabbos, and it says over there, Botzei al shtei kikoros shlemos, sha'ochi shtein biyado botzei atachtonos. This is a lashon in Shulchan Aruch that gives us the din that we just shared, that on Shabbos, at each of the meals, you have to be botzeya al shtei kikoros, to break two loaves in order to serve as the hamotzi. Sheochi shtein biyado botzeya tachton. You hold both of them together, and the Shulchan Aruch says you are actually supposed to take from the bottom bread. Okay, v'dafku b'leil Shabbos al b'yom Shabbos or b'leil yom b'leil yontov botzeya al yona v'atamu adar kabbal. The Ramah explains that this notion of breaking bread from the second challah, the one underneath, is true Friday night, whereas on Shabbos day, and same thing for Yontif, the challah should be cut, but the top challah is the one that you take from when you make take your first bite of hamotzi and you start cutting it up to pass around for people around the table. Bottom one first at night, the top one during the day, and the Ramah says that is al pi kabbalah. Okay, so I have no more explanation other than the fact that Ramban writes in his Pirush al Torah that there's a different, aspects of hashkacha and of spheros that are operative at night than during the daytime on Shabbos. Zachar v'shamar also corresponds to aspects of Shabbos. There's a different sort of kedushas hayom during the daytime as opposed to the nighttime. And one way it seems that it's expressed here is in the way you make hamotzi, the top one during the daytime, but the bottom one at night. Okay, so the Ramah is the one who adds the word shlemos, that they have to be complete. And the Mishnah brings opinions who say that even if there's a little bit that the edges are burnt and maybe the challah does not seem to be 100% whole, as long as I didn't cut a piece out of it, that's okay. And from there, we see other similar halachos. The Mishnah doesn't talk about it, but contemporary poskim say that it's entirely acceptable if in the baking process or after the baking process, there's a few crumbs or maybe the crust of the challah is a little bit broken. In Eretz Yisrael, if you go to a bakery, there are tags that are sometimes glued, not glued, but they're stuck to the dough before it's baked. So when it comes out of the oven, it says, you know, it's like it's a water challah, it's a sweet challah, it's an egg challah. And sometimes people remove those tags before, probably better to do it before Shabbos, but sometimes they'll do it before they make hamotzi, and it peels off a little bit of of the crust. Maybe in that case, when you're actively peeling off the crust, better to do it later, but the postings say it's acceptable if there's little pieces missing because of the crumbs or the crust, That's in the part in the process of before it gets to your table. You don't have to worry about that. That's still considered shalom. It's if a person cuts in half or slices off a piece, then it's no longer a shalom bread. However, in lo pashlema in a ma'akev, yachol akadish afilo akazayis pas. And Mishnah Berurah adds that the truth is, if you have no other challah, you still use challahs even if they have been broken into. Okay, because it's not ma'akev. The ideal is to have shleimim, but if you don't have shleimim, you still go ahead with your hamotzi nonetheless. Okay. You still have to make hamotzi, right? Meaning, regardless of how I make kiddush, I have wine, let's say, but even after I make the bracha on the wine, I have to go wash and start my meal, right? So I'm going to need that nonetheless. I will need that nonetheless. Yes, go ahead.
So you're saying that if I don't have two full collars, I could technically do
amotzi
on two slices of bread.
That's all I got. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that if I don't have two full challahs, I could technically do challah on two slices of bread?
If you don't have...
Is that what it's saying?
If I don't have two whole challahs, I don't have two slice challah rolls, let's say,
yeah,
for challah service, I still have a mitzvah midaraisa to make challah service.
So I can do it on slice bread.
I have no choice. I have no choice. If you have a matzah, that's good also. That would be a shalim, right? If it's a whole matzah. But if you have bread and the only thing you have is bread that is not whole, then that's what you should use. From Zalman Orbach has an interesting chiddush. It makes a lot of sense. He says if you're at a kiddush, right? So at kiddush, people most of the time don't make hamotzi for the kiddush makom suda after they make the kiddush. Rather, they just take some cookies, right? So he says you should take two rogalach or two cookies, two pieces of mizonos. Hopefully they're shalom as well, but use those two as your lecha mishnah, because strictly speaking, the reason why you're eating at a kiddush is because you hold that I can fulfill the mitzvah of suda, at least one of the sudos, perhaps, maybe not more than that, but one of the sudos I can make with mizonos, not with hamotzi. So then I should use a double portion, just like I would if I was actually making hamotzi for my suda. Yeah, Avigdor, go ahead. No, you hold them in your hand, two cookies, say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mokenim Al Olam, Bori Minim Mizonos, and that's it.
But just like,
take two. Instead of making a bracha on one and then coming back and take another one, take two. Yeah, I guess just, I'll buy everyone to sit down at a kiddush, and the nachas, like a mensch. Usually people are walking around the tables, I assume you hold it in your hands. Yes, John. Yeah, so we're going to come back to that in a second, okay? That is an eight, so that's brought down the potion, and actually is relevant to our show. So let's get a little more, a little closer to the topic at hand, to Aaron Shnal Shiloh. So, Simon Kuf Samozain. Kuf Samozain is in the second Chelek of Mishnah Berurah, and it's in Hilchos Brachos for every day of the week, okay? So I'm allowed to apply every single day of the week. Everyone, please turn your videos on. That's a requirement. Otherwise, we end up in the waiting room. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Kuf Samach Zayin. After discussing the way a person breaks bread during the week and the appropriate way to cut the bread. So, the Rama says, B'Shabbos lo yachtach b'kikar ad achar abracha kedei sheyiu hakikaros shlemos. So on Shabbos, you don't cut into the roll or into the challah loaf until you made a bracha, because the bracha should be made on shleimim. Okay? Why is he saying this? Because the Mechaber said during the week, you should not wait to cut from the loaf. Usually we have sliced bread, but let's say you had a challah roll or a bagel or something, right? A whole piece of bread, right? So what should you do first? You shouldn't do what you do during the week on Shabbos, which is make a bracha, then cut into it. Rather, you should break off a piece, make a motzi lechem min ha'aretz, right? And then you should eat. So he says, let's say you have a bagel, take your thumb, and I'm assuming you're not having it like as a sandwich, but if you have a whole bagel and you wash, and then you're going to put the cream cheese on it, Okay. Some say you should put the cream cheese on first, because if you're going to eat the sandwich, so then you should create the chash of a dish as you know, as tasteful to your preferences as you would plan to do so, because by making a bracha on something that tastes better to you, it's actually giving more chashivas to the bracha. Okay, but let's say you just have a roll. You follow me so far, Ali? Yeah? Okay, so here we go. Let's clarify. I have a bagel. Take my thumb, break into it a little bit, make bracha mosi lechem min ha'aretz, then pull off the rest, you know, pull it all the way off and eat it. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to cut into the bread like we just described. Sometimes you see people just sort of draw a little line with their knife just to mark off where they're about to cut, but they don't actually slice into the bread. Okay? So the Rama says that's the appropriate practice. Even though during the week you should break into it a little bit, you should, because that minimizes the interruption between making the bracha and when you actually eat it. Shabbos, we want to make sure that the lechem is shalem that you're using for lechem mishnah. Okay, so the Magen Avraham comments as follows. The Shema Tipla Prusa lo yilo lechem mishnah, mashmadim lo nafal legamri have lechem mishnah. The Rama says on Shabbos, you shouldn't break into it. Why? Because you're worried that maybe, as he's quoting from the Mordechai, what's behind the Rama, maybe if you cut into it, let's say halfway, you have your challah and you cut into it halfway, maybe you'll drop it and the challah will break off and you won't have a shalom anymore. Okay? Mashma dimul nafal gamar have lechem mishnah. Sounds like as long as it is partially attached, it is still considered a lechem mishnah. And the only reason why I don't cut into it is because I'm afraid it's going to break off entirely. Everyone here, we're saying that Ramah says the reason why you should not cut into the loaf of bread at all on Shabbos is because if the bread falls, it may be entire. It may come entirely separated, and you'll have two different pieces. You won't have a lechem shalom. However, instead, wait until after you make the bracha before you cut into it. The implication is that it only loses its status of shalom if it's totally separate. Zok Magen Avraham, other Rishonim seem to indicate that that is incorrect. Rather, it's not enough just to say that they're attached to some degree. Instead, what does it have to be? It has to be further in the Magen Avraham, Dafka Kishoches Beprusa Ola Hakikar Imo. It has to be that if I lift up half of the challah, the rest of the challah will come with it. Not only that, but it has to be the smaller piece of challah. If I have a long loaf and 25% of it is partially separated from the other, I need to be able to pick up the 25% and the rest of the loaf has to come up together with what I'm lifting. Make sense, Marlena? Then it's considered whole. But if I would lift up the partial piece and it would break, it wouldn't be able to lift up the other larger part of the loaf, then it's not considered one shalem loaf. Okay? Don't take it entirely apart. Just break off a little bit. Like, meaning, if you have a bagel, just put your thumb in, separate like a chunk, but leave it attached.
Oh,
okay. Like, okay. Break it off the whole way and then take a bite into your.
You're supposed to mostly attach it.
Correct. That's the idea. But on Shabbos, you shouldn't do that. Okay. On Shabbos, you should not do that.
Say it again.
No, if it separates from the bigger piece, it's no longer shalom.
No, I'm saying because if you can do like even a brittle challah, you can pick it up for like a quarter of a second.
You're saying how long it
holds it. And then you put it back down.
Right. So I assume if you're picking up and you see it like snapping, so then it's already too weak. It's not strong enough to be able to lift up the bread. That's what I assume. Okay. So what do we see? Bottom line, in order to determine if a loaf is a single loaf or not a single loaf, what it comes down to is whether or not when you pick up the smaller part of the challah, the rest of the challah comes with. So when my son asked me, what's the din? This long challah that doesn't really stay together. Is that considered shalim for lechem mishnah? I told him this. I said, let's experiment. Let's see what happens. So we tried it. And this is what happened. You can take the smaller piece and lift it up, and the rest of the challah will remain attached as long as the bottom is sitting on the table.
Yeah.
I would be afraid to then pick up the smaller piece even further and try to get it off the table. Then I think the whole thing would snap. So I saw Rav Shachter this morning and asked him the shaila, and he paskin that as long as the larger piece comes up with it, even if you haven't lifted it off the table, that's still considered entirely shalom. So we have good challah for this week. I just want to explain for a moment, why should that matter? Why should it be that if I pick up one side, the other side has to come with it? Maybe I should pick up the larger side, right? Maybe that should be enough, right? To see if it brings the smaller piece with it. So it's a fascinating, there's a fascinating source for this din. And the Rosh and other Rishonim quoted from Maseches Tvul Yom. It's actually a din in Tumah Vatara. And from Tumah Vatara, we learn to Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Shabbos. How so? So we know that Tumah is conducted starting from, let's say, a mace, from a dead body, to whatever touches the mace, to whatever touches the thing that touches the mace, whatever touches that thing, right? And everyone familiar, I hope, that they're downgrading, progressively downgrading levels of Tumah when one thing touches another thing, right? So if a person is Tumei Mace, he handled a dead body, and he touches something else, so then that thing, he may be the Avah Tumah, and the thing that he touches would be a Rishon. It could be he could touch something else that becomes a Sheni and a Shlishi and so forth. So the Mishnah talks about a case, it's in Yishalmi, what if you have a loaf of bread, and a Rishon touches the loaf of bread? So what's the status of the loaf of bread? It's a Sheni, right? What if the loaf of bread is partially broken? What's it then? Does the part that you touch become a Rishon and the other part become a Sheni? Yishalmi says it depends on this criterion. If you lift up one side of the loaf and the whole thing would fall apart, then the rest of the challah is considered an entirely different entity, and that part would be a Sheni, even if the first part would be a Rishon. But that's only if it breaks apart. If I would lift it up and it would remain whole, then Al Pi Din is considered one loaf, and the whole thing is a Rishon, and would not be seen as two different pieces. Okay?
If they're not attached, why is the second
Sheni? Oh, because it's as if, let's imagine for a second you had two challah rolls right next to each other, one touching the next. And the Rishon touches one challah roll, and it happens that the other challah roll is touching the first challah, then it would become a Sheni, because one touches this one, the next one touches that one, right? So just because they're one long loaf, we can actually look at them as if they're two loaves, even though they're actually attached, because it wouldn't hold its connection if you lift it up. Okay, Givaldic. Okay, Adkan, Shiloh of the week.